It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in.
Good morning, young man.
Hank Bray.
How you doing, buddy?
I am fine.
Did you have a good evening last night?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble? You played some John Denver this morning?
No, oh, that's for maybe tonight or today or whenever. No, we were pretty calm and cool and collective last night. We had a grace meeting last night.
Preparing for that. What's that, first weekend? What is that? The second weekend?
Our auction is the first week of August.
The 14th is the walk. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
Want to take this time to wish all the best to the baseball teams, Potosi, Cassville.
100%.
You saw them this year?
Yes, I have a couple times. Dodgeville, I've saw them.
Yep. And our good buddy Pat Riley will join me on sports this morning at 8:10 to talk about.
I tell you what, some of his sayings. Hey, Henry, hey. One man prepare pants.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And his famous line to me the other day was, "Hey, whatever you do, don't give me a delay of warning because if I want to go talk to my pitcher because you know it takes a while.
Takes him a while to get out to the mound. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's all right though. Good for him.
Uh-huh.
53 years since they last been.
It's more than that.
No, I thought
63.
Was it 66?
1963.
Oh, 1963.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
He was on the team.
And he was on the
he
team.
He was a senior on the base. And
I didn't.
To coach him this year.
I didn't know that they had baseball back then.
Well, he was on the Dodgeville basketball team, the first Dodgeville team that went to state.
He was pretty decent, too.
Yeah. And then the next year, they won state in 64, but he was on the team as a senior. Mm-hmm. And then when they went and lost, and then they won the next year.
Right.
So lots of history in that man.
Joey Martin has it going on over in Dodgeville.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good luck to them for softball, and their football's coming around. So, yeah, good luck to them. Anyway, today is trivia day, Philip.
Quizzy poo day.
Yes. But first, your question of the day.
All right.
Have you ever flirted with someone just to get something you wanted?
Oh, boy. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I have.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Especially like a waitress or.
Oh, really?
Or, you know, hey, can.
They're just wanting a tip, though, probably, right?
Well, a tip is, if the snow is yellow, don't eat it.
Right. But, no, if I flirted, it'd probably make them laugh, I guess, would make the...
100%.
Right.
So I call that, it's basically the same. No, because you try to have a good time with your waitress. I mean, with your hostess.
It's also called harassment.
Anyway, you might...
Right.
Oh, boy. You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you've ever attended a wedding where somebody wore boots and sunglasses indoors.
I'm sure of that.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. Yeah. I don't have boots.
You don't have any boots?
Not cowboy boots.
Really?
No. I wore them like once. We wore them, I think Ron and I, must have been a weak moment. We wore them to the first Star Spangled concert.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Not well. My feet hurt, you know, and then, because I'm not used to wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
But the hardest thing was getting them off, you know, pulling them,
you know,
and I'm like, why do they, I can't believe people think these are comfortable.
Well, they have them now where it's all flat on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they're nice.
Nice?
Yep.
I'm sure there are. And I'm sure you get used to wearing them.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I'm not used to wearing them.
But, you know, with my feet problems, I have orthotics, custom made. I can't have any sloppiness in my shoes. If not, it just tears my feet up.
Oh.
So I have to have my shoes laced.
Laced
up.
Uh-huh.
That way my foot stays. So, yeah.
Velcro doesn't work for you then.
It's tough.
Not so much.
I've tried to Velcro the sock inside the shoe, but that doesn't
work. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Here's your questions, buddy.
All right.
We have 10 of them. Okay. Pretty long.
Is there a topic or is it just...
Yeah, we're going to go with it. All right. The first one's true or false.
All right.
Did baseball bats once have a flat side? True or false?
Hmm.
A flat side of a baseball bat.
All right.
Which is a real product? Is it a USB-powered pet rock, a inflatable necktie, finger covers for eating Cheetos, or a tie warmer?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Number three.
Number three.
Ithaca had a graduate named Nee in 1935.
All right.
Name that person. Is it Gilroy Nee, Joyce Nee, Polly Nee, or Lisa Nee?
Hmm.
Number four.
All right.
How many flowers can a hummingbird visit each day? Is it A, 300 to 500, B, 600 to 800, C, 1,000 to 2,000, or D, over 3,000?
Okay.
Do you have a pen? Where's all your pens at, Philip?
Right here. Right in front of you?
Yeah.
Open your eyeballs, man.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Our number five. Do robins get intoxicated? True or false?
Hmm.
Do robins, the bird, get intoxicated?
Hmm.
Number six. Baby robins can scarf up to 14 feet of earthworms a day. True or false?
Wow. Oh, boy.
14 feet of earthworms a day.
All right.
Number seven. Which mammal has the most powerful bite relevant to its size? Is it the grizzly bear, the hippopotamus, the Tasmanian devil, or the lion?
Huh.
I told you that it was plethora.
Right? All over the place.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number eight. What bizarre ingredient was commonly used in the 18th century ketchup before tomatoes became the standard? Used in 18th century ketchup before tomatoes became standard. Is it A, crushed beetles, B, fermented fish guts and mushrooms, B, boiled chicken fat, or D, powdered chalk?
In the ketchup.
In the ketchup.
All right.
What bizarre ingredient was commonly used in the 18th century ketchup before tomatoes?
All right.
Was it A, crushed beetles, B, fermented fish guts and mushrooms, C, boiled chicken fat, or D, powdered chalk?
All right.
Number nine.
Go ahead.
In the 1800s, I don't have a number 10, Phil.
What?
Yeah, forgot number 10. Anyway.
We'll only do nine then.
Yeah, we'll only do nine. In the 1800s, what did people regularly use to wipe their teeth with before modern toothpaste was invented? Is it A, crushed sea shells and charcoal, B, liquid honey mixed and sand, C, strips of salted pigskin, or C, fresh mint leaves dipped in vinegar?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Nine questions, Philip.
Nine.
I don't know where the other 10th one went. Oh, never mind. I found it.
Got it?
Yep. Here we go. Page three.
That's too bad.
Yep,
okay.
Here we go. Why was Nintendo's Mario originally designed with his signature thick mustache? All right. Is it A, to make him look like a traditional Italian plumber, B, to save pixel space by avoiding having to draw a mouth, C, Shigeru Miyamoto based the design on his own father, or D, to make him look older and more mature than Donkey Kong?
Huh. They all sound right.
Huh.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Number one. What do you think you did, buddy?
I'm going to predict seven.
Really?
Yeah.
Seven. I don't think I've ever seen you get lower than seven.
Oh, I have.
I don't know.
It's been a while, but
it's been a while. Let's see if I can do it to you. All right. Did baseball bats once have a flat side? True or false?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, it did. It is true. They allowed one side of the baseball bat to be flat from 1885 to 1893.
Now, aren't cricket bats flat?
Yes.
I think they
That's
are.
That's why that was the associating along with an umpire.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Which was a real product? Is it A, USB powered pet rock, B, inflatable necktie, C, finger covers for eating Cheetos, or E, or D, a tie warmer?
I went with the Cheetos.
You have several sets of those, don't you,
buddy? Oh, I wish. It is fingers. That's right.
It is fingers, finger covers for eating Cheetos.
I don't mean to sound surprised, but I need to order some of those.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Those are nice.
They are nice because it hides the evidence.
Oh, 100%. You know,
June be like, have you been snacking before a meal? No.
No.
But if I have Cheeto dust on my hands.
Then you need to play more John Denver.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Here we go. Number three, Ithaca had a graduate named Nee in 1935. Name that person. Is it Gilroy Nee, Joyce Nee, Polly Nee, or Lisa Nee?
Gotta be Joyce.
It is Joyce Nee, yes.
Joyce was my aunt.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And a very, very funny lady. Told a lot of stories. She used to babysit us and would tell stories. And I think that's kind of where I got some storytelling ability was from
right.
her. Yeah, absolutely.
You're definitely a great storyteller.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah. How many flowers can a hummingbird visit each day, Philip? Is it A, 3 to 500, B, 6 to 800, C, 1 to 2,000, or over 3,000 for D?
I would say C.
It is C.
Woo-hoo!
Some hummingbirds, all right, can fly nonstop over the Gulf of Mexico for 500 miles without stopping. Did you know that?
My goodness.
Yeah, it's the ruby red throated. That's the ones that we mainly have around here.
Yeah, the little wings.
Yes.
Just going all the time.
Yeah, over 500 miles without stopping. Yeah. Those hummingbirds are impressive, and they're really, really good to have around.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
But anyway, and then also if you feed hummingbirds, Philip, don't dye the water. It kills the hummingbirds later on in life. It really, like the dye, the food dye.
Oh.
Don't do that. They'll get attracted from the nectar. So
good tip.
Yep.
All right.
Do robins get intoxicated, Philip?
I think so.
They do. And in the fall and winter, robins can become accidentally tipsy or even unconscious when they overindulge on fermented berries.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So they could be arrested for a FWI, flying while intoxicated,
you
right?
That's a pretty good one, right? Speaking of Joyce Nee and storytelling, yeah. I just feel...
Hey, you've had a little bit too much. Better not to fly.
Number six, Philip. Baby robins can scarf down up to 14 feet of earthworms a day. True or false?
Well, it sounds like it's true.
It is true. Robins are basically the winged versions of your dad at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Or
Hank.
And Phil.
Hank and Phil.
Mostly Hank.
It was good, though.
six in a row, baby.
Yeah, huh? Number seven, the mammal... Which mammal has the most powerful bite relevance to its size? Is it the grizzly bear, the hippopotamus, the devil, the Taz, or the lion?
Well, I had to contemplate on this one.
I know you did.
I went with one of my favorite cartoon characters.
Oh, boy, the Taz.
The Tasmanian
yes,
devil.
Yes, sir. That's true. Ounce for ounce, the little critter packs a bite strong enough to crush bones. Its jaw muscles are so oversized that it may make up a massive chunk of its head weight. Nature looked like a tiny, angry, furry potato and said, yes, give this jaw power a hydraulic press, loud, destructive, and constantly screaming. Basically a toddler with biological superpowers.
Yeah.
They are nasty little critters.
Yep, comes in and Bugs Bunny tames him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What bizarre ingredient was commonly used in the 18th century ketchup before tomatoes became the standard? Is it crushed beetles? Is it fermented fish guts and mushrooms, boiled chicken fat, or powdered chalk?
I went with the chicken fat.
No.
Oh!
Fermented fish guts and mushroom. The word ketchup.
No.
The word ketchup originates from the Hokkien Chinese word ketchup, which was a savory, salty sauce made of pickled fish.
Ew.
British traders loved it and tried to recreate it using walnuts, beer, and mushrooms long before anyone thought to throw a tomato into the mix.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. That was the one I would have least picked, I think.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I just threw it in there. Yeah, that was a nice question. Number nine. In the 1800s, what did people regularly use to wipe their teeth clean before modern toothpaste was invented? Is it crushed? What'd you pick?
I said the first one.
Yep. Crushed sea shells and charcoal.
Woo! I think I've had that one before.
Nope.
Well, I think...
I'm sure you've had. You just know it all.
But I remember charcoal thinking, why would charcoal clean your teeth?
Well, they have a lot of products now that has charcoal
in it.
Mm-hmm. Early dental hygiene was essential. A construction project. People used highly abrasive powders made of burnt toast, crushed shells, and charcoal to scrub off plaque, often destroying their tooth enamel in the process. Yeah. Good morning. Time to sand down my teeth with some barbecue leftovers and beach debris.
That's it.
Number all 10, right, buddy. Right. Why was... Are you perfect?
No, I've got one wrong.
Oh. Why was Nintendo's Mario originally designed with his signature thick mustache? Is it to make him look like a traditional Italian plumber, to save pixel space by avoiding having to draw a mouth, or Shigeru Miyamoto based the design of his own father, and to make, or D, to make him look older and more mature than Donkey Kong?
I would say it is the one with the mustache, B.
It is B, to save pixel space. Pixel. And the 8-bit era of the early 1980s, developers were working with tiny, highly limited grids of pixels.
Yeah.
Something neat about Mario, Nintendo rented a place in California that was late on their payment for almost a year. The guy come to them and asked them, hey, we need some money. And the Nintendo people talked to him, and he agreed to extend it farther. All right. Thus, that's the plumber, Mario.
Ah, okay.
So they named him
for lots of trivia.
Yep, lots of trivia.
And Donkey Kong was supposed to be Monkey Kong.
Was it really?
But somebody misspelled it in Japan. It was supposed to be Monkey Kong, but they put a D in front of it. That's how it became Donkey Kong. There's no donkey in the original arcade game.
There's not at all, are there?
No.
I mean, I didn't even think about
just
that.
Just a big monkey.
Just a big old Phil out there.
And a damsel in distress.
Yeah, a damsel in distress. My friend, thank you very much. Yep. 9 out of 10.
Not bad, buddy.
Not bad at
not
all.
Not a fridge hanger, but
it's pretty good. Good for the. I just had to make the questions tougher.
Yeah, do
have
it.
Have a good day, my friend. It.